the rock that we ate. Ones we love, ones we hate. Some are good, some are great. One meat, two sides, hot sauce. We're your guides, Rob, Andy, and Randy, and sometimes a guest.
Welcome to Talkin' Trash, a Rochester-based food podcast where we rate and review local and national food favorites. I'm Rob.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Andy. And we drove down to the chosen spot, a.k.a. Canandaigua. At least that's what our friend Davey told us about 20 years ago. It was called that. To try out a new spot to all of us, Big Shot Bob's House of Wings. This was recommended to us by friend of the pod, Nick, who was a guest a couple wing episodes ago. I texted him while we were there at Big Shot Bob's. I said, hey, we're trying out Big Shot Bob's. He goes, sounds cool. Never heard of it. I said, you recommended it to us. And I don't think he's ever been there. I think he said the guys that work at his job go there and eat and recommended it to him. So thanks to Nick and his coworkers. I guess that was a, surprise to him.
Or maybe no thanks.
Or, yeah, we don't want to tip our hand. But thank
maybe
you.
Maybe we hated it. I don't know.
Thank you for the recommendation. Not they weren't good or bad.
I really thank you, Nick.
So Randy liked it.
Yeah.
Or did he?
It was good.
It was good.
None of the wing spots have really been bad.
It was good.
So, yeah, we're back. Another wing place down. I don't know. How many left, Rob?
I think 17.
Keep adding them.
It's wing decade here on the pod.
Well, I was on Facebook earlier, and unfortunately, the I'm a Foodie in Rochester post just posted about wings again, and I'm like, oh. More places. And there were places on there that...
I thank you for not texting us.
I did.
Every time we're talking about a new place, we're like, who's going to tell Andy about another wing place?
The Angry Goat was on there from somebody's, but...
Well, we're recording two episodes tonight, spoiler. And I sort of realized, like, in these two places, it's worth doing it because... There was one place I was impressed by, another place that I was just kind of like, these are good! But, like... I don't know, like maybe we just, I guess Rochester is a place, it's an offshoot of Buffalo, that there are just places with solid wings in a lot of locations. I think we're going to separate the true greats, you know, in our opinion, from the other places while we do this, but.
I only have two definites left. So the only definites were Viking Valhalla and Whiskey River.
Yeah.
And we did have a few like maybes, but nothing was locked in, and that was... Again, my apartment, the Richmond, and the Elmwood Inn. So those.
I think the Richmond has to be in.
Okay, I'm in.
That's me adding one.
I'm okay with three left.
I think we had looked up six, and we just knocked off two on our most recent trip. So I don't remember what the fourth was. I have a photo of it in my phone. We'll check later. This is great podcasting. Time for a new segment. Before we do the catch-up, it's time for the cookie report.
I like that we're doing this first.
It's a new segment. I figure Rob starts a new segment every other week on this podcast. So I love chocolate chip cookies. I'm always trying them lots of different places. And so what we're going to do is whenever I remember, we're going to do the cookie report. So I went to a local gas station, the Burn Dairy, as Rob likes to call it.
Burn Dairy.
Went to Burn Dairy. I love Burn Dairy because they have free air for your tires. And I am an idiot. And I have a tire that loses air about once a month. And I haven't gotten it fixed. So I just go to Burn Dairy and I get gas. And I fill up my tire. And one day I was inside because I'd use a restroom. And they had cookies. They're like $2 or something. And they're pretty good cookies. So I think so.
I like the color of it. It's like a darker golden brown. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be really hard, but I don't know.
Look at that middle, though. That's a little undercooked in the middle.
It's true. I'm excited. It looks like something that's going to taste delicious.
Let's just try it and see what you think. Mm-hmm. So we may have even tried this on the pod before. I don't remember.
It's softer.
I don't think so.
No.
Thank you.
Maybe I've just made you try one before. So yeah, it's pretty well done on the very edges. It's kind of soft in the middle. They're made fresh. They could just be from a huge slice and bake roll that they make, but they're fresh made.
I love this. This is my very perfect
good.
Chocolate chip.
They're good, right?
Yeah.
Really good.
For a gas station, that's
just not hard. It's it's good texture.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit, it's like a cousin, maybe a second cousin of the old Wegmans sub shop mm-hmm. cookie to me, where there's a little, it's a little dried out on the edge. It's a little grainy. You're catching a little salt and maybe some dried out crunchiness. And then the middle is still soft. Mm-hmm. They're very consistent too. I've had a bunch over.
And one thing that Burn Dairy does really well, besides this delicious cookie, they do ice cream cookie witches.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
That are really good. And if they're probably made the same way, mm-hmm. then that could be why they're so good. They're really excellent. Yeah.
All right. Does that count for a cookie report if I get ice cream cookies?
Yeah. Yes.
Anything with cookies or ice cookie cream.
Related.
Yeah. Awesome. I love this new segment, I think.
And right here, Randy, you can play the closing outro for the cookie report.
Yeah, I'll cut that out and I'll put something.
That's a placeholder.
Right there.
So what do we say for the cookie report? Like a yay or nay? I don't know. We'll think of it. We'll workshop how we rate it. It should just be a yes or no.
We don't have to judge it. It's just a report, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I guess we're...
Yeah, we don't have to recommend it. We just talk about it.
Yeah.
It's a report. Good call.
Check it out. And you know what? It's almost like a slimmer cousin to the Costco cookie, too. A potential future player in the cookie report. We'll see.
Just saying.
Are you only bringing cookies or we're all...
I think we
just
all
let me
cookies.
Know. I'd like to be aware.
If one of us is
going to enter something.
Okay.
I run the cookie report desk, so anything going through that is going to come through me.
I have a cookie that I want to bring to the report in the near future.
Sanctioned.
Right. Yep. Okay. Done. Awesome. Great report.
Someone start the ketchup because I'm still eating the cookie.
Okay.
Yep. Looking at me. Great.
I'll start the ketchup, Randy. I've got a lot to say. Don't worry. So
odds are you're going to forget that the rest of us even have to do the ketchup.
Guys, I'm going to start my lone pod where I talk about my half marathon, which I've been talking about constantly with everyone who will listen. Me and a bunch of coworkers and a bunch of other friends did the Flower City Half Marathon this past weekend, and it was a lot of fun. The weather was beautiful. It was great. Friend of the show and the pod, Heather and her entire family came to cheer me on at the race, and so did Andy and his entire family, which was a huge surprise. Like, I made the turn.
What a 5 seconds that was for you to see me standing there eating a donut.
It was awesome. It really did pump me up. I was like, it was very cool. A dude from my gym was cheering me on, also at a different section by the Susan B. Anthony house. He couldn't see me, even though I kept yelling his name multiple times. And he's like, I didn't see you. I'm like, yes, I know.
Sounds like he wasn't cheering you on, Rob.
He was like scanning the crowd looking for me. You could tell, but I, you know, whatever. But it was a lot of fun. The weather is beautiful. Heather made some really, really funny signs. She made one that was related to the movie, what was the movie that we saw with Rocky?
Oh, Project Hail Mary.
She did a Project Hail Mary themed sign.
I saw it. I know what you're talking about. But when you said it the first time, I'm like, I have no idea what this guy's talking about.
It says, words of encouragement. Amaze, amaze, amaze. And it has a picture of Rocky on it, which was very funny.
So good.
But then also my other favorite one was pain is temporary. Strava stats are forever. And that was in reference to my huge battle.
The king of Laurelton Hill?
So I told Heather that story. I took a screenshot of that dumb posting.
While you're
that I
looking,
got.
Rob, I like the one her son had a little question mark block from Super Mario.
Oh, yes.
Hoping that people would hit it, but she said that nobody hit it, I think, except for maybe Andy hit it.
Yeah, I might have
I did it after the race. Oh, so the local, so I think.
Yeah,
so
I don't, no one knows why. He was unable to get anyone to hit that sign. Everything went so smoothly that day for us and
nope.
Rob.
No issues at all. So I told on the pod that like I was the local legend on Winton to Shelford Hill. And so
Shelford Hill.
And Hill is in parentheses. And so Heather was up with her family. They stayed the night at my house. And Heather is a huge Wegmans fan. So she's like, do you have any dinner plans? I'm like, I don't know, whatever. She's like, so she had a plan. Heather often has a plan. She's like, well, what if we went to Amore at the East Ave Wegmans They've got pasta. We could
Did you eat there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's a story behind that. So we're driving and I go, oh, actually, I could take you to the hill where I was a local legend. And so it's...
Were all her kids like, yay!
Well, two of her kids stayed behind here because they were so burnt out from getting up so early to drive up from Baltimore. But her one daughter who did come with us, we get to it and we're going down. I'm like, this is the hill. And they're both like, wait, like this is a hill? Like it's such a slow, low incline that it was very funny. But, you know, I think Lynn McGrath is still the local legend. But anyways, we get to Wegmans and we go in and the
shout out to Lynn. She could be a listener.
Shout out to the Lynn full name, Lynn McGrath.
I'm calling
her out. Near Laurelton.
Do you still have
the, I also doxed myself.
The last four of her soch.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you beep? Do we know how to beep? Nah, it's fine.
It's funny. Yeah. Whatever. She's putting it publicly on Strava.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Anyways, we go in and they're like...
Oh. Also, no one listens to this.
I was going to say, she's probably not listening to this.
Certainly, Lynn's not listening. Anyways, we get to Wegmans. We go into the little check-in area and they're like, yeah, we don't have any tables. And they're like, and you're not all 21, so you can't sit at the bar. And so we're like, can we order at the bar and like just do takeout? She's like, yeah, you could do that. So we go and we're sitting near the bar and there's a bartender there. And she's like, we're talking and we're like, we're just going to order food. And then we talk more and Heather's like, yeah, I really wanted to kind of eat here. I'm from out of town. So I'm not, you know, we're not going to be able to come back until, you know, my daughter's, you know, 18 or whatever. And then she's like, wait, what? And we're like, yeah, we're not allowed to sit here. She's like, hold on. And then she like gets like really pissed off and like goes back to talk to somebody. And Heather like turns to me. And she's like, I think we're going to get to stay. She's like, should I take my jacket off? And I'm like, I don't know. Let's wait to make sure it's all good. But then she came back and she's like, yeah, you can stay here. You guys can eat here at the bar. And we're like, okay, sweet. And she definitely liked us. She's like, I'm only guest bartending tonight anyways. You guys can do whatever. And we're like, all right, sweet. But the food was awesome.
Drink up, kids.
Yeah, drink up. So the food was delicious. I had a bolognese, and it was just really good pasta. I'd go
you
back.
You sent us a picture of it.
Yeah.
And it was just a picture of like the plate, basically. And I kind of figured you had gotten takeout and brought it here because mainly just because the family situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But it looked good.
It was super good. The bread was incredible. Really salty. And I had this like... It was a butter that didn't look like a whipped butter, but it looked like a partially melted butter, but it had like a garlic flavor to it. So it was it was awesome. I'd recommend checking it out.
I've always wanted to go there because I've been to Next Door, I've been to the Burger Bar, all their food places are good. That's the one I haven't been to.
I went there years ago and I remember their pasta was pretty much the pasta that you can get in like the $6 meal area when they used to have those. So I wasn't super impressed. But again, that was like, I don't know, like 8-9 years ago, maybe 10 years ago.
My Wegmans, when they first redid it, they had the pub and I really liked a lot of the food they offered there. And that's just kind of closed down. And now it's like an employee cafeteria, basically. It's really kind of a bummer. I'm glad the employees have a great place like that to hang out because like they've got brass rails and curtains and booths and stuff, but there's always just like a bunch of snacks out on the bar. I'm like, oh, well, I wish it was still that restaurant.
Well, I liked when they had the, like at the Pittsburgh Wegmans, when they had like that really nice
burger place.
Yeah. Burger bar with like spiked milkshakes.
Yeah.
That was great. That was a great
place. I think Amore is the only one left that's like a dine-in.
Yeah. And it was actually like really nice in the inside too. So yeah, check it out. It was good. And again, the race was excellent. Oh, I guess the one last race story, which you guys have heard about, the fellow play pals have heard many times, but I was getting to the end of the race and there's like, you can see the finish line and there's like this one girl ahead of me. And I just thought it'd be funny just to like come out of nowhere and beat her at like the last second as if we'd been racing. And so I just turn it up a little bit. And we get right next to the finish line. I pull ahead of her. And then she gets like this burst of energy, like probably angry at me, like this middle-aged jerk. Yeah, this is not happening. And then she just books it and like beats me by like a nose.
Her name? Lynn McGrath.
Lynn McGrath. No, and the best part is like we both finished the race and we're both like dying laughing because it was just like a funny like stupid thing. I don't know. And then Heather sent me the results and it was like, it has this girl's name on it. And she was in the ages 1 to 19 category. So basically I tried to beat a high school student at the end of
a
race.
In my head, she's like 5 years old and you beat her.
Just a small child. So it was, I don't know, it was a lot of fun.
I would love to hear her version of it. Yeah, because she probably thought it was funny, but there's also a chance she thought you were a huge jerk.
Oh, she definitely thought I was a huge jerk. But if you look at the pictures of her narrowly beating me, yes, she does have a huge smile on her face.
She was laughing. I did see it.
It's the photos of the race were very funny. But it was awesome. Like, you know, it was a good time. A lot of cool people. And a lot of people, I know some people that volunteered there. And so, you know, you're fist bumping people before. Free pizza after. Great event. So
love it.
Nice.
Thanks.
Randy, anything to catch up? Anything catch up
worthy? 20-minute catch up give you some time to think of something?
Spent most of the last 2 weeks listening to Rob talk about his half marathon.
So we went to a restaurant I'd never been to before, Classic Kitchen and Cocktails.
Is that next to the Richmond?
Oh, I've heard of this.
I don't know where the Richmond... I think I know where the Richmond is.
Is it by Sio Street and that parking garage?
No, it's on Park Ave. It's across from Rome Cafe.
Oh, I have heard of this place.
Okay, yes. I'm wrong.
It had the best... So I had...
Classic cocktails?
Bucatini Bolognese. I knew you were going to make fun
of me
for
saying that. Those are pretty bad.
It's probably Bucatini
Bolognese. Also, Rob said Bolognese like 5 minutes ago. But it was at the top of his ketchup, so you might have missed that.
It's not spelled like that. Oh, yeah, I know. It was
one the same
of
the thing
best things I've ever eaten. Fresh pasta and meaty ragu and shaved Asiago. I'm not even going to attempt that.
Asiago?
Asiago. We just all say it different ways. No, Rob's got it. Asiago.
I like Asiago. So it was phenomenal. Like, I left there thinking... I don't know the last time I've had something that delicious.
Wow. This is going on the Broadway list for me then.
Yeah, it was awesome. And we went at like 6 during a weeknight and it was almost empty. So
does it have like an awning out front, like an old school look from the outside?
It's like a house pretty much.
Yeah, it's like, because it used to be something else back when we like lived in the area.
Yeah, I don't know how.
And I heard somebody told me the name of this restaurant, but I didn't realize that's where it was.
It's an interesting menu. Like they have things ranging from pot roast or classic pot roast to gnocchi to...
Wait, classic gnocchi?
No, but I did pronounce it right?
You did.
Yeah.
A ton of gluten-free stuff. So it was great for Laura. Like almost everything has a gluten-free option on here. That was delicious.
Good
I would
place.
Definitely recommend it.
We were talking restaurants. My lunch bunch at work, we share restaurant recs. And so I'm a big player in that because I get to go to the Broadway shows. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be my share in a minute, but someone recommended the place next to the Richmond. I just looked up. It's called Grace and Disgrace, and it's teeny tiny. I thought that was it, but
it's classic. I can't remember the name. I have to keep looking it up. That's my only complaint. Is it's a classic kitchen doesn't
the classic?
Really stick. Yeah, it doesn't stick in my head very.
I think because you keep saying kitchen and cocktail. I think it's just the classic.
Oh, the classic.
Okay. And then underneath it says kitchen
and cocktail. Well, we didn't get any cocktails, so I can't talk about those, but. Highly recommend.
I love it. Anything else, Randy? You want me to jump into mine?
I'm good. Yeah.
We'll keep on the restaurant thing. So we went, time for my Broadway stuff. We went to see the Neil Diamond musical. It's called A Beautiful Noise. And the show was like fine. I think I've said before, I've had a kind of enough of these jukebox musicals. They keep making them and they win awards because they have popular songs and stuff. But the actual show... It's like it's an older Neil Diamond. He's in a therapy session and they're just like kind of on screen, on stage all the time. And then everybody, like, they just sit in chairs and he's always like, I don't want to talk about that, over and over again.
And then they just do a song performance on the side and they come back to him, or no?
Kind of. Like, I mean, it's more than that. And there's several big set pieces where there's like a concert, and that's the most fun part. But the guy who played young Neil Diamond apparently won American Idol like 10 years ago, and I didn't know who he was, probably because I stopped watching American Idol, but his voice, he was the guy on Broadway when they did it. he sounds just like Neil Diamond. So I think he's doing like a partial impression, but he can sing like him, and he can sing, and he sounds so good. So it was fun because I know a lot of the music. I do actually kind of like Neil Diamond from the dumb movie Saving Silverman, because they talk a lot about Neil Diamond. So I have a mild affinity for it, but the show was fine. But we went to Easy Sailor Tiki Bar. Have you guys heard of that?
The one opened a few months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. It's in
the Cobbs Hill Pizza Pasta, like across from where I used to live in the salon, in that like laundromat Wilson Farms.
Oh, yeah.
Mini mall. And the front, you walk in and it's like a travel agency. You might have seen the Instagram videos. And they take you through a secret door, and it's like a speakeasy. Mm-hmm. It's super dark. You walk in, your eyes are adjusting. The bartender's like lighting stuff on fire, and it was really cool. And we met friend of the show, Silky Chris, and his wife, Jen. They're our like dinner buddies. And they have kind of like tiki, Pan-Asian, Hawaiian kind of food, which is not a strength of mine for experience. So I was nervous, but we ended up, because we do this with Chris and Jen a lot, we share a ton of stuff. And it's just like, let's get two of the platters and let's get happy hour appetizers. And we tried a bunch of stuff, and we had like each had two tiki cocktails. It was expensive, 100% worth going, would be really fun with a group, could be a cool date place. But I don't see that you can't, it's not going to be like your neighborhood bar spot, because cocktails are like $20, but you know, $15 to $20. And they had a happy hour always. They have a $10 grog of the month, which is, it was like a Negroni with rum. So that was it was really fun. The food was really good, actually. I wasn't surprised that it was good. I was surprised that I liked it, because that's not usually my... But they had like a pork platter, and that came with like fried bananas, and it had like rice, the coconut rice and stuff. So I was very impressed, and I would definitely go again, and I would recommend people go.
Yeah,
I like the idea of tiki cocktails and stuff. So I got a Mai Tai, and then they had a gin drink that was really good too.
Is it, if you're looking at the plaza, is it all the way to the right?
It's on the side. So if you're you're exiting Stever's, okay? Yep. You're exiting the chocolate shop. You're facing the laundromat. At the corner used to be a Wilson Farms, I don't know, or whatever, 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is now. You continue around that side, and the it's right in the middle.
It. Yeah, okay.
And the
if you're facing the building, it's on the left side.
Correct, if you're on Park Ave.
That's kind of worrying me, because that's where my favorite hyperbaric chamber place was.
Still open.
Whoa!
Yeah, there you go. So this place only takes up like a 20 by 10 footprint in the actual front of the building. And then the whole place is in the middle of that.
Oh, wow.
And it was great. And we had a great waiter, too.
I was asking because I used to go to the laundromat there. So I think that was kind of funny that they... Did they keep like the front of the laundromat, or is it still...
I don't know what... I didn't really look at that side of everything.
Oh, you don't have to walk through the laundromat to get there?
No, it's you walk in and it's like a travel agency.
Oh, travel agency.
And and there's like a lady at a desk, but her desk has like an iPad with all the reservations and stuff. Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Also, sorry, it's a sensory deprivation chamber place, not hyperbaric
place. Oh, yeah. I think they actually offer both.
Okay, I like it.
I would assume. And then just on, you know... Rob was talking about the race. We went and got Ridge Donut beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Got two hand-cut glazed because I wanted everyone to try it. Nobody tried the donuts. Heather tried. She liked them. We got 12, 10 other different flavors. And me and my sons ate them over the course of like 4 days. And by the end, they were so stale, but we're just like, we'll just microwave them for 2 seconds. They
loved it. Stale donuts aren't that bad, really.
No, and if you're a coffee person, you can dunk them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And my kids don't care at all because they just love sweets. It's funny. All right. Should we talk about Big Shot Bob's?
Let's do it.
It's been like 45 minutes. No, it's probably been 20. So... This place, as we said, got recommended by a friend who didn't remember recommending it, but it's in Canandaigua. Also, even more so, in like a mini mall. This is like in the mile or two leading up to actual Canandaigua, where it's just like a bunch of auto dealerships.
Yeah.
And it's in basically a strip mall. You walk in, it's not unlike restaurants that are in the similar strip mall where it's like it had a quasi-industrial like open and there's some like loose memorabilia on the wall. They have a, they're a ton of locations in Pittsburgh. I looked it up. They're kind of all over the place, but a lot of their decorations were Pittsburgh. They probably have 20 Pittsburgh locations, or Pennsylvania anyways. Two in Florida, one in Canandaigua, and one in West Virginia. I think we actually talked about this at the end of one pod after Nick told us about this place. So they've got over 100 wing flavors. They have 50-ish classic wing flavors, which are like barbecue, barbecue ranch, garlic butter parm, hot, medium, mild, all that stuff, lemon pepper. And then they have over like 50 signature flavors, which have crazy names, which we'll get into in just a minute or two. But the guys were super friendly. It was wing night at the wing place.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what they call it, but it was 25 wings, $25.
Correct.
And they let us split it into three flavors, which most places don't, aren't always like cool about that, but that's all these guys pretty much do is crank out wings, and everything was dropped fresh when we arrived. The boys were there, my boys. We just kind of sat and hung out. They had cans of soda. It was pretty much a wing joint. Like, they have sandwiches, and they say they're known for the soldier, but what were you guys' thoughts being in there?
I felt like it looked like a Hots place, like an old school Hots place, if you want a picture like that. The guys seemed like they were very passionate about their wings and what
they were young
do.
Dudes.
Yeah, they were awesome. And yeah, the flavors, I mean, you don't know where to start. So you ask the, we asked the guy what he recommends.
They'd be like, yeah, you should try the yum yums or the Yao Mings. And we're like, we don't know what either of those are. Can you explain it?
And then I think he just kept naming wings that have like either blue cheese or ranch in them. So Rob isn't, as you know, a big fan of that. So we settled on, do we want to say what we settled on?
Sure.
Buffalo, Yao Ming, and Talk of the Finger Lakes.
I wrote down everything. It's so I went on their website and went to the takeout order, and they have all the descriptions. Because on their actual website, it's like the Pittsburgh menu. So Talk of the Finger Lakes is what we got. Mm-hmm. But on the Pittsburgh menu, it's like Talk of like West Hollow or some other someplace somewhere else. So they probably, it's the same recipe, but a different like a local reference. Mm-hmm. So the buffaloes were medium. Talk of the Finger Lakes said hot and tangy, one of our best sellers, spicy. Those were the descriptors. And the Yao Mings, it said dark, gold, yum yum, and cinnamon. And yum yum was, I looked up.
So you have to go back to
you where have to yum reference the other thing. So I look up dark, and that says dark barbecue. They have dark barbecue, gold barbecue, regular barbecue, spicy barbecue. Yum yum, and that says in parentheses, Julie's homemade something. I looks like
pink
sauce, yeah. Pink tahini sauce or something like that.
Okay.
And cinnamon is just the spice cinnamon. So the Yao Mings were basically like a barbecue-y, dessert-y type wing. It was sweet. And the Talk of the Finger Lakes was hot and tangy, but it was like a gold barbecue sauce based.
I wouldn't say it was hot. It was good.
That's what like, they described
they described it as like hot. It wasn't like a...
It had those big red pepper flakes in it, and that made the heat linger. Yep. But it wasn't like in the moment spicy. It was just kind of a lingering heat.
I think we talked about it last time we talked about this place, but I love that you have to keep referencing other wing flavors to figure out what's in the one that you're looking at. You have to jump around the menu.
There's a version of this place that I hate because that's annoying, and that was not what I experienced. Mm-hmm. I want to go back. I want to try crazy flavors. I would love to go with Pat and Silky Chris. They're known crazy flavor hounds.
Yep.
They would love this place. So we got to go on like a Monday, get 50 wings for $50 and just try like eight sauces.
Yeah.
Well, before we get ahead of ourselves, the reason you want to go back is because it was good. A place that has a menu like this, but if it didn't deliver with those crazy flavors, you would never want to go back. You'd be like, this is the worst place ever, right? So
the flavors were good. And because they just cook wings and they cook them fresh, they were cooked almost essentially perfectly.
Yeah. And a good deal. Mondays.
Great deal. Mm-hmm. I looked up their prices normally, and the normal price
is 25 wings for $25. No, I'm just
kidding. Is 13 wings for $21. So you're almost saving, you're saving like 60 cents a wing. Compared to other places, 161 per wing is right in the meat of our, you know, median range of prices. So what do we think? What do you got for notes there, Rob? You're looking at them.
Well, let's start with the medium. I know I personally didn't like it. I said that it tasted like Frank's, like the Frank's wing sauce you get out of a jar, like the Frank's butter, you know, buffalo sauce. To me, it tasted a little science-y. It didn't, I don't know. It didn't taste like, for whatever reason, I just didn't like the sauce that much. It just tasted kind of like lame. I know you guys enjoyed it, though.
How nice of you to give us that. Thank you. I wrote very orange.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, I mean, it could just be Frank's and butter. I have the Frank's buffalo at home right now. And I would say it's not just that. It's got to have butter or a little something else in it. I thought they were good, but mostly because they were cooked perfectly. And
they were cooked well,
and they didn't have the sauce separation that I dislike so much.
Yep.
Not super greasy. The sauce stuck. They were right out of the fryer. So sometimes I almost like them to sit for a minute because they're so juicy when they're fresh like that.
Got to let them set.
Yeah. I gave them an 8. I thought they were solid. Right down the middle, good buffalo wings.
I said delicious, great color, orange and buttery and beautiful. I think out of all...
That was very eloquent.
I mean, this is one of the best buffalo wings that I've had in the competition. Going along with what Rob said, I also love Frank's buffalo sauce, so I don't know. I can't really tell you if it tasted the same, because usually when I'm having Frank's...
It was a little bit of a brighter than the Frank's
buffalo. I agree with Andy that there's definitely more to it, obviously, than just the Frank's.
And to be clear, I love Frank's Red Hot. Like, the original Frank's is my go-to hot sauce, but...
So, if we're rating it...
Oh, man. I'm not going to rate it.
You guys, I rate That's every wing. You guys don't usually do that.
I mean, this is very close to a 10 for me, honestly. And the way it was cooked. And
I'm
rating
it a 4.
Okay.
I'm not rating it.
And the way it was cooked, it was crispy and then like that kind of juicy. I mean, it was perfectly cooked for me. Perfect.
I would say, as I speak about it, I almost wanted to give it a slightly higher score. But it was just, I didn't write great anywhere. Just solid, really good buffalo wing. Mm-hmm. Next was Talk of the Finger Lakes. I wrote, this one was again described as hot and tangy. Gold barbecue forward, but spicy. Some big pepper flakes with lingering heat. I love gold barbecue flavor. I love Cattleman's Gold, as documented on this. It's one of my favorite. I like when they offer it at wing places. I liked it 8.25. I liked that it was like a slightly different version than just a plain gold.
Yeah, I put like fresh like chunks of like ground peppercorns, like, and I said sweet and sour with maybe a little bit of a buffalo flavor to it. And then in all caps, I wrote amazing.
Ooh.
So I love Talk of the Finger Lakes. I thought it was great.
I said like a tangy buffalo with peppercorn. Could definitely taste the peppercorn.
This guy's on his game today. Listen to these descriptions.
A little too tangy for me, but it was still really good. I would say for me it was too tangy, but I don't think it was bad. It was like somebody else who likes that would love this. And I love the peppercorn on it. I don't know if I've had a wing with peppercorn on it, and it was delicious.
Both my kids love the medium the best, but that's because they are not super adventurous. But they also... One of them really liked the last one, the Yao Ming's. So mix of several barbecues is what I wrote down. The dark, the gold. Loved the mix of flavors, and it was sweet. I like, as I learned at Wing Jammers, I like a dessert wing. I like a sweet wing. I've always liked barbecue wings. We haven't really been doing those. So this is a version of that, and it was crazy. You put any four wing sauces together, it's probably going to be good.
I think the
8.75.
I think the way it looked was like a work of art. Do you guys remember what
it looked like? Oh, yeah, it looked great. With the drizzle, with the pink sauce.
I was sending you guys pictures of these wings one night because I was like, they're insane. And it's just like, yeah, they just zigzag four sauces over it. And you're like, that's going to be great.
So I said it was super good, golden barbecue tasting. I didn't get much cinnamon out of it, but I thought it was a perfect mix of barbecue and golden sauce.
I think you had to get one of the four that were like on top.
Oh,
because they probably sprinkled the cinnamon at the end.
Is this the one that had the pink sauce, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we tried that separately. I dip my pinky in it? Did you too?
Yeah.
I couldn't place what that was, but it was good.
Andy said it was like a tahini, and a tahini is like a sesame.
I might have just guessed that. What's that sauce?
Tahini, or is the pink sauce?
The pink sauce. I got to find it.
Well, that would make sense, because like, I think tahini is kind of like a garlic.
It's the dubby, whatever it is.
Sesame paste. Yeah. Kind of sauce.
Or Julie something.
It did have, like, it wasn't a super strong flavor, but it did have a garlic flavor to
it. Yeah, I would agree
with that.
Remember
that?
And you couldn't really see it too much. It was, like, on the side of the tray because it was mixed in with everything.
Well, it added to that depth of flavor. I basically said all the same things you guys did. Really sweet, great depth of flavor. You had the darker molasses with the lighter barbecue sauce. I said the cinnamon was great, too. Kind of a dessert wing, but I really enjoyed this. I thought it was
not awesome. Tahini, hibachi.
Oh,
Julie's famous homemade pink hibachi sauce. That's yum yum.
Well, one of the four
sauces. Which I don't know what hibachi means either.
Hibachi's like the grill on your tabletop.
I know what a hibachi is, but I don't know what a hibachi sauce is.
Yeah, it's what you put on the stuff you have that you to grill reference, on your tabletop.
Do you have to reference hibachi? Is that a different sauce?
No. Okay. Yum yums is referenced in Yao Ming's. Okay. I mean, I've got it open here. There's six different sauces that start with Napoleon, which is, of course, sweet buffalo. Napoleon Cajun, Napoleon Complex, Napoleon Dynamite, Napoleon Garlic.
So we talked about that. Some, maybe you said, Rob, like they must just have their base sauces and then
pigeon wings, mix them out together. Napoleon with garlic and Parmesan.
Then you got to reference Napoleon.
I bet that would be so good. That's like a buffalo garlic parm.
I think there's another wing that has pigeon in it with other stuff.
I take offense at the Josh Allen's. I know the ranch blue cheese thing is a thing that bugs me sometimes, but the Josh Allen's are mild buffalo with ranch. Is he on the record as a ranch guy? I can't imagine he would make that mistake.
I don't know, but I wanted
just
to try
as a
those.
Smooth guy.
I thought those sounded pretty good. Rob, you got to talk about the Yao Ming, right?
I already did.
Oh, okay.
I liked it. I thought it was excellent.
My ratings come out to an 8.3, putting this in the mid-range of the wings we've tried, but I want to go back just because it's fun.
Randy, what do you rate it?
9.5.
Whoa. Overall?
Yep.
Randy?
It was...
So Randy's going with me.
So good.
Back to Big Shot Bob's.
Oh, I had a couple of thoughts about this place.
Here we go.
Yeah.
To start with...
Rob, I only have memory for about 20 more minutes on my computer.
Okay, I'll talk really quickly. We've got to record another episode, so hopefully you get
just
some
kidding.
More.
Just kidding. I got we'll 5.5 hours, oh! Rob. Go nuts.
But he would like you to slow down.
So... I thought that the guys that were working there were so helpful. The one guy like ran from the back and like quickly moved a chair so we could sit like around the whole side of the table.
And he was like, take whatever you want from like the supplies.
They were so friendly. Like this was the best service we've had yet in this whole competition. You wouldn't think of a wing place as giving good service, but they were like super helpful, super nice.
You feel like you go to like, I've been to some fancy restaurants and the waiters didn't really seem to care if you had a good time. And these guys wanted us to have like,
they were happy we were there. Experience. Also, there's only like four tables and we were like, they were talking, these guys must have maybe even been in high school. They were talking to a couple high school baseball players there for about a half hour.
Yeah,
you might be right.
But it's nice to see some passion out of the youths.
Great employees. I will say that what this place does, and I love Murphs. Listen, I'm part of the Bills Murphia. I've got a Bills Murphia shirt. I love Murphs.
Are you about to say this is the best place?
I think Murphs tries to go kind of crazy with those wacky sauces, and I know you and Pat love the wacky sauces.
There's about three that I don't like there.
I just don't think... I think this place succeeds with really wacky sauces where Murph's tries to but fails. And you know what? The medium sauce for me was lame. It was a huge miss. And with that said, I'm going to give it a 9.
Boom.
Which is maybe the highest rating I think I've given so far. I think this is my favorite wing place because...
What? You gave Murph's a 9 as well, but other than that, yes.
I'll give this a 9.25. I like it more than Murph's. 9.25.
What is bringing it down? I'm curious.
The medium sauce.
Medium is.
Yeah. I thought that was
one. And medium is.
If you
very
can't
important.
Do a medium well.
And I liked this place, and I only gave it an 8.3. It's still because that happens at most of these places. Like one person doesn't like it.
Yeah.
This is still the second highest rated place right now.
Yeah, I believe it.
What beat this place?
Murph's.
I mean, I give it a 9.5. Like, I'm just kidding. No, not way too bad.
Oh man, it was so good. I wish it was closer.
I would definitely go back with you too. Yeah, this was awesome.
I think it's just me and Randy.
Oh, sorry, Rob.
And we got to get Chris and Pat too. Mm. They would love it.
It's gonna be a fun time.
Maybe we'll get Nick to go too, so he can hear about it. A couple just loose ends here. I wanted to touch about this place. On their website, it says home of the soldier and the best wings in the USA. The soldier is a sub, which Randy read to me what was on it that day. Mm-hmm. And I guess it just didn't register for me. It's insane. You wouldn't recommend eating this to anyone based on health reasons, but chicken fingers, bacon, gyro meat, provolone, gold barbecue sauce. That sounds really good. We should split that maybe four ways next time.
That one sounds crazy.
A lot of their stuff has gold sauce. I think that's a Steelers reference for Randy because mm-hmm. this is a Pittsburgh chain.
Yep. Yins.
What were you going to say, Randy?
I was looking at the Sloppy Broadway Joe. Pound of ground beef mixed with onions, green peppers, traditional Sloppy Joe sauce, American cheese. I thought that sounded really good.
A crazy thing to order a Sloppy Joe at a restaurant, but probably yes. good if they're offering it.
I'm also known for ordering meatloaf at diners. Correct. So.
Yeah. How about one last thing that I loved about like their online presence was on Yelp, the first review I read said, "We went here on Valentine's Day." As we described it, we love this place. Not what I would consider a Valentine's Day location.
Bright white walls,
couple of high school seniors shouting sauces at you. There's just a wooden bench at a picnic table, basically.
400-degree fry oil within 4 feet of your head.
The messiest food you can possibly eat. But
zero
you know what?
Grout work that I could see.
Maybe, Rob, you find a girl like that who wants to go to Valentine's Day at Big Shot Bob's.
Maybe a girl who gets a canoe or...
I don't know. Is that a flavor?
No. Remember. The girl in Buffalo who got arrested for
my gosh.
Putting a kayak
in a mall water fountain and yelling
commands at everybody with an eye patch on.
And
is Rob slipping a plug into our
I think
ring
so.
Here?
It's not a plug.
He's
it's
just
a plug, great story.
Plugging a felon.
A good story.
Just to maybe one a final note. I wrote down a couple of the sauces that they're so great. The one.
Sure.
Big Fine Woman 2000.
Yep.
That's dark barbecue and black magic seasoning. Fury from the Skies, ranch dressing, and Big Shot Bob's Atomic Dust in honor of the 173rd Airborne Brigade, parentheses, spicy. Black Ops, the special wing sauce of Corey Freeman. Doesn't even describe it.
Do you have
just
to
says
look up,
a guy likes it.
Do you have to look up anything for that one?
No. It's just Corey likes it.
I love this place. I'm going 10.
A third name drop with a last name in the episode. Big Fine Woman 3000, parentheses, Big Fine Woman 2000, upgraded. Doesn't tell with what.
How do you upgrade it?
We're getting all these sauces when we go back.
It's crazy. It's so good. I want to go back. And like you said, Rob, you're right. I mean, the reason we had a good experience was because it was good. And based on the scores, we liked it. And I probably could have given it a higher score, but I stand by it. All right, we did the cookie report. We rated the wings. It's a second place we've rated. It's time for Flavortown. Yep. Rob, you want to go get
I'll
what
prepare.
You got for us? Do we need to shut our eyes? Are you going to present to us?
Yes, you will shut your eyes.
Okay. Why don't, should I do a couple plugs real quick while we do this?
Yeah.
Well, I got it right here.
No.
No plugs. We're almost out of time.
Gotcha.
I am looking, now I've shut my eyes, but I was looking at Randy, how's that mic stand holding up? What is it?
It's great.
Breadcrumb container?
It's so much better on my back. I think it's an oatmeal container. Steel cut, of course.
Your posture is great. Thank okay, you. It's in my hand.
Oh.
It's small. It's about the size
of
a gumball.
Oh, I know what this is.
Feels maybe. Like a granola ball.
Actually, I ate a few of these today.
Am I going to like this, do you think?
Yes, okay. You will definitely like it.
Mm-hmm.
Smells like there's a little fruit involved or something, a sweet smell.
Yep, I had one today. I'll let Andy guess.
Is it a gummy cluster?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Or it smells like a gummy cluster. Mm-hmm. And the textures it gives. Oh, are these like jumbo gummy clusters?
So I did get the jumbo ones.
Oh, they're the juicy ones.
They're the juicy gummy clusters.
Can I try another one? I've never had a juicy one. I got the jumbo
ones. You just had one, actually.
I got the jumbo ones. I did not like the jumbo ones. I feel like they were too big for the nerds to really.
This is too big?
I don't think this is jumbo.
I mean, I'm on record as saying the Nerds gummy cluster is the best food invented in the past 20 years.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I don't like the jumbo gummy clusters. They have like big ones.
Okay.
I think, I mean, they're delicious, but the small ones are better.
This is good. Yeah, I like the original better. You get a tighter ratio. I'm glad I tried these.
Friend of the pod and running fan Heather brought me a giant bag. I basically ate the entire bag last night before the Sabres game and then didn't feel so great afterwards. But they're delicious. They're like, they're so addictive. They're so good.
Yeah, you can feel the sugar addiction when you eat these. You're just like, oh, I want two more. I want two more.
Yeah.
It's, I eat a whole bag.
Yeah, but they're good. So, yeah, that's our...
Ooh, we nailed it. We got it on the smell and the texture, even before eating it.
I've never had one. Can I try one?
You already had two. Okay.
He's putting them on the end of the table nobody's sitting at. There we go.
He ate a whole bag himself, but the three of us can't split one?
I have two at home,
those
actually.
Are the regular ones, not the juicy ones, Andy.
They look like... maybe have one more. What do they look like? The gum... Not gum drops. The dots.
Yeah, they're like dot-shaped. Mm-hmm. They're like irregular, circular prisms. Cylinders? All right. I'm going to plug the book Rob and I are currently reading. I think we already talked about it once. The Devils by Joe Abercrombie. A grim, dark humor fantasy novel. It's like the comic The Suicide Squad. Randy's eating more nerds.
We're going to end this episode in about 3 minutes.
All right,
you can eat as many as you want. Eat
the loudest
recording.
Candy of all time.
All
right, it's great. It's funny. It's engaging. It's like... I don't know what it's like. It's like a Shaun of the Dead in the fact that it's like hilarious, but also like got violence and stuff and scary stuff. And it's a ragtag bunch of not superheroes, but basically like fantasy monster magic type people. And they got one last mission here. It's great.
Yeah, that's also my plug. It's great.
I was going to say also...
Wow, is that it?
But I have two peeps.
Oh.
I have one last thing. I tried to get tickets for the Los Angeles Olympics. This is a little bit of a peeve. And it was very difficult to find things that were affordable. I was like, once in a lifetime, we're going to go to the Olympics. We'll do it. We'll get tickets, and then we'll commit to going. Our friend Heidi actually did buy tickets. I'm waiting. I'm going to get back into the second draw. They keep dropping more tickets throughout the months or whatever. So I'm still going to try and do that, but it was hard to find things that I liked, and you can't really tell when things are going to drop and what's been dropped and who got, because they're like, there's $29 tickets available to this event, but they're not available now. So what does that mean? They're gone or they're still to come? We'll see. And I did get tickets because my kids would like it to the Savannah Bananas.
Yes.
They're coming to Syracuse.
You were able to get some?
Yeah. I entered the lottery. Best. So you've done it down there, right?
Yeah, and we've entered the lottery every year, and we haven't gotten in, but you guys are going to...
Yeah,
I
figured my kids will love it.
Andy, you're going to love it, too. Christy, you'll love it, too.
Sounds good.
Awesome. I'll jump in with my peeps. So besides that book, which is a plug, I had the worst day of food prep I've had in my entire life about a week and a half ago.
Thoughts and prayers, Rob.
It was rough. I made two loaves of sourdough bread and burned them both. Now, they were still edible. They were, just kind of really, really dark. But you might remember from one of my bread recaps exactly 1 year ago when my oven went out of control hot and got up to like 600 degrees for no reason. The same thing happened. And the crazy thing is it happened exactly 1 year and 1 day after it did it last year and burned my sourdough. I've eaten both of those loaves since then.
Good man.
And then I also had an issue with my hard-boiled eggs. I usually like hard-boil like 21 eggs, sometimes 24, and then just peel them all and portion them off. And they just didn't cook long enough. Maybe I put them in the steamer basket too soon. I've never had an issue with this. They were so hard to peel. They were falling apart. They were all like... not fully cooked yolks. They were horrible. So then I had to buy some like new eggs. Well, first of all, I ate all those.
Randy has known you long enough that this isn't even weird to him. I'm just laughing, listening to this insane talk about these foods that you eat, and Randy's just like, uh-huh,
numb to it.
There's one more add-on to the eggs, though. So, like, usually I get my eggs from Costco. They're great. They're awesome eggs. I ended up buying some backups from Aldi, and so I hard-boiled up, like, just a half a dozen to fill in for some of the ones that I had to get rid of.
Bunch of chickens popped out.
I'm in the room, like, we have once a week we all eat a bunch of teachers together, and this one teacher walks in, she's like, she smells the air, she's like, it smells like raw sewage in here, like is something like, was there like a spill or an issue? And then this other teacher goes like, yeah, no, it smells horrible in here. And I go, that's my hard-boiled eggs, I'm sorry guys.
You would be kicked out of the office next door. They put a sign up, no microwaving fish in the microwave.
Cause these weren't microwaved, these were cold.
No, but I mean, just smell wise.
Yeah. Someone microwaved fish at my school the other day, and I was just like, oh, what are we doing? I don't know if I told this on the pod, but we were talking about a couple people had really good smelling food today at lunch in our lunchroom. And we were laughing about, you know, some lunch mishaps and someone almost burnt down the school with the microwave once. They turned it on for 10 minutes and left and came back, and there's a huge fire and all these crazy stories. And we were laughing because our one friend normally has a loaf of bread and peanut butter and jelly that he just keeps on the shelf, and he makes a PB&J every day. And it's just like total like dude move to just eat the same thing every single day. He's got his knife. He washes it every day and he puts it all back on the shelf. And we were like, he brought leftovers every day this week so far. And we're like, look at you. Look at you, Jeff.
All grown up.
You're all grown up. You got leftovers every day. And I'm like, I don't know what's more grown up, like bringing leftovers or like having a lunchbox where you pack everything. Because I'm like, that's what like a little kid does. But my favorite, this is perfect for this episode too, was there's this like sub who I like. He's a young guy. He was like in for a year for someone. But when he first started, he was like 22, fresh out of college. And like one day he was just in the lunchroom and we're all eating with our little, you know, we're all dorky old people with our lunchboxes and leftovers and peanut butter and jellies. And he came in. He's like, hey, everybody, how you doing? Introduced himself, blah, blah, blah. And went in the fridge. He got out his leftovers and he just microwaved up like 12 chicken wings and just sat down and was getting sauce all over himself, all over his hands, and he was like chiming in on the conversation, and it was just so funny. I'm like, this is such a 22-year-old dude move to just crush chicken wings in front of strangers, and it's just like, it stinks like wing sauce. It was so funny, and like afterwards I've always just been like, that was such a hilarious young guy thing to do. It was awesome.
That's great.
I used to do the peanut butter and jelly for years on my desk. The bread, because it was so easy to make anything in the morning.
For like 3 weeks, you're good.
Yep. So for me, I have a peeve. You guys know I was on jury duty. And the peeve is a simple peeve. They make you pay for parking while you're on jury duty.
Oh, that's annoying, yeah.
They do give you a discount at one of the garages.
As a taxpayer, I'm disgusted by that.
Yeah, me too. That's my peeve. Plug is the Powder Mage Trilogy. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
It's been plugged before, Randy.
Andy convinced me. Now, I don't think he was trying talked about it. It's definitely one of the best books I've read in a while. Rob's given me such a nasty stare because he's recommended like 5 books to me. And
he likes insane book that I found.
I love this book. It moves fast. There's a ton of different types of magic in it. That's probably why
The top 3 things he likes about books.
Tons of different magic.
I did say this to Rob where I was like, I do. It says a lot where I'm just like, Randy, like, stopped reading a book to read this, and now he can't put it down. And I'm like, I'm learning more about the type of stuff that Randy likes by having
him. I won't have you summarize yet, but we'll give it a little bit more, and then you can summarize it for me. I just love all the different types of magic, and I think there's a lot of good characters. I don't know. I think it's written well. I think Rob would like it.
There's a lot of action. He should read the first one.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'll probably read, someday I'll read the second and third book of the trilogy just because I did eventually enjoy it. And I liked the audiobook version of it too. And it's got multiple POVs, which is fun. And all the people are different because, like you said, there's different roles and there's different types of magic, and the people who are the people in charge of, or the POV characters, have different skills and stuff, and they're all up and down the magic scale and or not on it at all. It's fun.
Yeah, it's, I won't say exactly how they use the gunpowder, but somehow he makes it not as ridiculous as it sounds of how they use the gunpowder.
Oh, I think I sent you guys a photo of a page, like on page 4, when it was like, and then he snorted a huge rail of gunpowder. And it's just like, what?
That's...
But then by the end, you're just like, yeah, he probably needs to snort some more gunpowder.
He needs to get his vision. So it is ridiculous.
But you can't, you got to be careful. You don't want to go powder blind.
Oh, no, wait. I didn't get that far.
Oh, no.
It doesn't happen to anyone. It's just always a threat.
Okay. Well, that's my peeves and plugs.
Okay. That's.
Well, thanks for tuning in to Rochester's premier chicken wing and fantasy book podcast.
Yeah, I think we're going to slowly grow into more of a book podcast.
That's Rob's dream.
Over the years, but
I'm okay with that.
Hey, thanks again for H and your whole crew coming out to support me during my run. Thanks to Andy and your fam for coming out. And folks, keep cheering at half marathons and using gunpowder magic. Until next time.